Western Carolina University's Dr. David Shapiro is careful not to describe speech disorders as something people suffer from. Instead, for Dr. Shapiro, speech disorders are challenges to overcome, just as much for himself as they are for the thousands of other people he's helped throughout his career. A life's work, which spans decades, has taken him all over the world and has earned him the prestigious O. Max Gardner Award earlier this spring. It starts at a psychological level. And for Shapiro, it's personal.
I, as a person who stutters, you don't notice my disfluency now, but I was without control for probably my first 20 years. It's a tough way to grow up, to be unable to communicate, to have the words in your head and to be unable to say them.
Being able to speak with relative fluidity is something most of us take for granted. It's an essential part of being human, the ability to communicate. And when one doesn't have that ability, it can take an enormous toll on a person's sense of humanity. And so, growing up as a person who stuttered, Shapiro often felt isolated from the rest of the world.
Oddly, another thing we know about stuttering, we don't know exactly why, but people who stutter don't stutter when they're alone. They don't stutter when they're with their pet, they're talking to their pet. Thankfully, I had a dog for my first 17 years.
And it was with this dog, whose name was Buddy, that a young David Shapiro set out on his path to become Dr. Shapiro.
I know this sounds perhaps silly, but I had to find a way to talk. I had to find a way to communicate, and I swore an oath. And what not many realize, the oath was to that dog, that this is stuttering.
Shapiro swore an oath to that dog that if he could find a way to help others struggling with speech fluency like he had, that he would do his best.
But I had no expectation of pursuing a doctorate and becoming a professor and writing books and articles and all this. I just didn't have that dream or a dream of that scope.
Fast forward some 40 years, and Shapiro now works with people across 6 continents who speak numerous different languages. His work, which takes a holistic approach to speech therapy, has won critical acclaim in its field. He recently finished his term as president of the International Fluency Association and also coordinated the 8th World Congress on Fluency Disorders.
Everything I do with a person who stutters and their family and everyone I can possibly interact with within their communication system basically reflects collaboration, success, and fun.
First off, they're not patients. The people Dr. Shapiro helps are clients. And instead of drilling speech fluency exercises into their head, Dr. Shapiro provides them with experiences in which they find success in their own fluency, thus providing them a positive foundation upon which to learn.
And as that foundation becomes amassed larger and larger and larger, what happens is they come to realize that they have an alternative. That stuttering is not something that is happening to them, but something that they're doing.
And if you ask one of his clients, Javon Braswell, he'll tell you that Dr. Shapiro works hard to uphold his oath that he'll help anyone with a fluency disorder. Braswell had this to say to UNC TV earlier this year.
When I first met him and he told me that story, I was just so confused. I was like, man, how was his stutter that bad and he can speak so greatly now? And it's just like he's been a source of like of a motivation for myself, because to see how bad his was and see that now he's talking in front of committees, because he is the king, I tell you, the king of speech therapy, and it's awesome that I can work with the king.
Shapiro has no plans of slowing down anytime soon. For WCQS News, I'm Davin Eldridge.